You're listening to The Intern Show with Rebecca and Melissa. Welcome back to The Intern Show.
Hello, and this week we will be doing Food Week, where we will be talking about everything and more.
Yeah, some food hot takes, our favorite food combos, and just seeing where the conversation takes us. So buckle in, get ready. Here we go.
How was your weekend?
Mine was... What did I do this weekend?
I hope you tried that guac, the guac mix.
So we will start off by saying that I did not try the guac.
No way.
Yeah, I'm sorry. If you tuned in last week, I was talking about how I bought a guacamole mix from Stu Leonard's. And I'm so sorry to say that although I promised you I would try it, I didn't.
Empty promises. What happened?
I know. And that's, it's so unlike me. This morning I was getting ready to come to work and I was like looking at the avocados in my kitchen.
You told me you got avocados just to try it.
Yeah, I did. And I just haven't. You know what the thing is? Usually I just stay at home every night and watch TV with my parents. Mm-hmm. And then it would be perfect. I can just make the guacamole. We'll eat it. Watch some America's Got Talent.
Oh my God, it's so good. I love watching the auditions. After that, I don't really watch it, though.
So good. But this week I've had a lot of plans. So I haven't been home at night. So I haven't been making guacamole.
No time.
I sincerely apologize. And hopefully by the end of this internship, I will have tried the guacamole mix.
You better.
Yeah.
I need the full, like, review, maybe like an essay.
Oh, goodness. MLA format?
Yes, MLA format.
Perfect. Yeah, I'm so sorry about that. My sincerest apologies go out to you and all of our listeners.
Okay, so on the topic of food, I know we recently started up the polls back up in the office. They used to be here, but like since, I don't know how many internships ago, they stopped.
Yes, so we have a big whiteboard in the sales area that we've been putting a semi-controversial poll up each week and having everyone vote.
So we first started with, is a hot dog a sandwich? And I know you were, while we were discussing this earlier last week, you mentioned a chart. So I went ahead and I found the chart.
You found the chart?
I found the chart. I don't know if it's the right one, but I found a chart.
Oh my goodness.
So, first of all, what's your take on is a hot dog a sandwich?
My initial reaction is no. The way I saw it, the hot dog is like, it's more of like a taco with bread because it's not two separated pieces of bread.
Okay.
But then we were talking to Mike, who used to work at Subway. And he was saying how they don't cut the Subway bread completely in half.
No, it's just...
It's connected like a hot dog.
Mm-hmm. And then so it holds all the contents.
Yeah. And then he said, so is Subway not a sandwich? And that completely threw me for a loop. And now I don't even know what to think.
On that, is an ice cream sandwich a sandwich?
Yes.
Yes.
It is.
Is a taco a sandwich?
No.
What about an ice cream taco?
No, it's a taco.
Okay.
And I would compare a taco to a hot dog.
Okay. So what about a Pop-Tart?
A Pop-Tart is...
Because it's something that's encased.
But it's closed on all four sides.
Closed? Okay. So it has to have some sort of opening.
Yes. I would compare a Pop-Tart to an Uncrustable, a Hot Pocket,
okay.
Even a burrito. If the burrito was closed on both sides initially. I would consider all of those to be in the same category. Like a pizza roll, even.
Okay. So for a burrito, so it's not a sandwich, but it has to be, like, wrapped on all sides.
Yeah,
so it's not
enclosed.
A sandwich. Okay. Even if you take a bite, it's not a sandwich.
Well, once you take a bite, you're just eating the enclosed thing.
What if they made, like, a wrap, like a chicken wrap, per se, and one side was open when they made the wrap? So the bottom is closed, the sides are closed, but the top is open.
Oh, I don't know. It's a wrap. I feel like, oh goodness, this is making me.
I think everything is a sandwich.
Can I see your chart, please?
Yes, okay. So do you remember those like charts when you were like in middle school, like chaotic, neutral, like those charts?
Yeah, I never really followed
them. You never really followed them?
But I do know what you're talking
about.
Okay,
so the Pop-Tart is like chaotic. I forgot, like, the whole chart. Let me search it up.
This is too much for me to think about, if I'm being honest. I don't know. These debates stress me out now.
I think they're so good.
I agree. I really enjoy talking about them.
It really gets people talking.
I have to say, the other day we were all talking about it, and what did I do? We were talking about tacos and hot dogs, and I compared a hot dog to a peninsula, and everyone kind of just looked at me and did not acknowledge. And then I realized after, I was like, I don't know why I said that. It sounds stupid. I'm waiting.
So that's the sandwich alignment chart. I just sent it to you.
The sandwich. Oh, this is more.
There's more in depth
than what I saw. So if you're listening and you want to follow along, look up sandwich alignment chart. It's the first thing on Google when you look up sandwich alignment.
Mm-hmm.
And I want everyone to really think about this because my brain is like overflowing right now. So on this chart, there are, for our listeners, 9 different categories. It's really, oh my goodness, structure purist, structure neutral, structure rebel, ingredient purist, ingredient neutral, ingredient rebel.
Yes.
So then they've got sandwiches, subs,
burritos,
wraps, burritos, tacos. But then they're considering everything here a sandwich. So I see what they're saying. In structure, they've got 3 categories. They've got a classic sandwich, which is
a BLT.
Something on the bottom, something on the top. The two pieces are not connected, and there's content in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
The second structure category, neutral, is something that I would say has all, it's all connected. It's 3 sides. So we've got subs, like from Subway, where they don't cut it in half, a hot dog, as I was saying, and then a taco.
Yeah, so the container for the first set of structures, the original sandwich, it has to be 2 pieces, 2 separate pieces.
Yes.
And then in the neutral structure, it's connected.
Really all one piece.
And then
2 pieces connected. Now, where they lose me is in structure rebel. It says, can contain any food enveloped in any way by a containing food. And they've got wraps, burritos, and Pop-Tarts in the same category. That, I don't agree with.
Why not?
Because, oh goodness, I don't know.
Well,
if the wrap and the burrito are closed completely,
mm-hmm.
then I'd compare it to a Pop-Tart. Because okay. it's closed on all sides.
But in this,
but as you brought
open.
Up, and in this chart that we're looking at, the wrap is open on one side. In that case, I don't know.
It is a sandwich.
Okay, no. Because then if you're saying any food enveloped in any way by any containing food is a sandwich, then you're considering a ravioli a sandwich, a pierogi a sandwich? No way. Definitely not. Mm-mm.
I'm just going to play devil's advocate here and say everything is a sandwich. There isn't anything that is not a sandwich.
And you are completely wrong by saying that. And then they took it to a whole nother category, which we didn't even really think about, which is the ingredients in the middle.
Yes.
So we've got ingredient purist, the classic meat, cheese, lettuce, whatnot. Ingredient neutral, any savory ingredient.
Like hot dog is bologna and it's just like a sausage.
Yeah. I like how they included a chip butty.
Mm-hmm. I spoke to some people with Stevie on Tuesday around the office, and he said, if the hot dog is encased like a sausage and it isn't cut in any way, it's not a sandwich.
Interesting. And then they've got ingredient rebel, any food product sandwiched together. Ice cream. Oh, goodness. It's like the dessert category.
Yes.
It's really making me rethink a lot of things.
I think we should show this chart to everybody in the office.
We did get in quite a debate about it when we first put the topic up. I think the more I think about it, my opinion is going to change. I understand where this chart is coming from, though.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there's 9 different, I guess, ways.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you look at, like, the chaotic neutral chart, there's, like, chaotic evil, mm-hmm. which is that Pop-Tart. Because
yeah.
when you think Pop-Tart, you're like, that's not a sandwich.
I'd agree. It is chaotic evil. That is too much.
It is too much. Okay, so let's move on. I remember we were asking one of the crew team members about weird food combos.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember what she said?
Yeah, so we've been having a lot of food conversations lately in the office, trying to talk about, you know, sandwiches and whatnot.
Yeah.
And then we were talking about odd food combos.
I'm a real foodie. Like, I'll eat anything.
Yes, and another coworker of ours mentioned pickles and peanut butter.
Interesting.
Ugh.
But no, I like those 2 things separate, but also I haven't tried it. Like, would you try it?
I'd try anything. I'm a very yeah. open...
Me too.
I'm open to trying new things.
Mm-hmm. I'll try everything at least once.
Yeah. I don't know. I can understand how the salty, the savory, the sweetness might all come together well. I'm just not a pickle fan.
I feel like it's not, like, sweet, because, like, peanut butter is, like, salty, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then pickles are, like, sour.
Yeah, it depends what kind of pickle you're having.
Yeah, I'm not too sure. While she was talking about those weird food combos, I took the liberty of searching up some myself.
Oh, sure.
Soy sauce and ice cream, like vanilla ice cream.
I heard about this one. It's all over TikTok.
Really?
Yes.
I've never seen it on TikTok, but...
I like soy sauce. I don't love ice cream.
You don't love ice cream?
No.
Why not?
I know that's a hot take. I am not a sweets person. I...
Like cake you don't like?
I'll eat a slice of cake.
What kind
of
cake?
I'll eat a cookie. I'll eat like a vanilla cake.
Like any cake?
Yeah, I'll eat a piece of vanilla or chocolate cake. Oh, I'll eat a cupcake, but those ones with the icing piled on top,
too much
for me.
No, like, you know those cupcakes you buy from, like, the supermarket? It's, like, the cupcake with the royal icing.
Yeah, no.
No, that's too much.
Same thing with those sugar cookies with the icing.
It's
all too sweet for me.
It's, like, so the sugar cookie with royal icing. I'm like, that's too much going on.
It's too much. It's too sweet. I could have maybe a bite and be done.
Really?
And that's how I feel about ice cream. I'll enjoy the few scoops I have, but after, like, three scoops, I'm set.
Not it.
And when you go to an ice cream place, you can't ask them for,
like,
one scoop.
Mm-hmm.
So I much prefer going to a place with Italian ices.
Oh, okay, you're, like, an Italian ice person.
I'm a sucker for some Ralph's Italian ice.
I love Ralph's. What do you think's better, Ralph's or Rita's?
I don't really go to Rita's.
Really?
There's not any near me.
Oh, I'm diehard, like, Ralph's.
Diehard Ralph's. Easily.
Yeah.
And that's only really a New York,
mm-hmm.
tri-state area kind of thing.
So, Italian ice is like, you like gelato, you like...
I do like gelato.
Mm-hmm.
I did just spend quite a while in Italy,
okay.
So that was my option.
Mm-hmm.
I did tend to lean towards the fruity gelato, though.
Okay.
My favorite was called Frutta di Bosca.
What is that?
Frutti di Bosca. It's like a mixed berry gelato.
Okay.
I'd get that, and then my second flavor would be... caramel or coffee or something.
Sounds good.
And that would be a nice combination of fruity and sweet.
Mm-hmm.
But I would never get just a vanilla or a chocolate or something sweet. It's too much for me.
It's too much for you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so on the topic of desserts, cake-wise, have you ever tried a nice, like, carrot cake, a nice tiramisu?
I have tried those both. I am a fan of carrot cake.
I love carrot cake.
It's not too sweet.
Mm-hmm.
It's got that little tang with the cream cheese frosting.
Yes.
I made one homemade once.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of work, but it was so good. Tiramisu, I could go without it.
Could go without it.
What are your thoughts?
I think my favorite cakes are tiramisu and carrot cake.
Okay.
Carrot cake, I think I just love the combo between, like, because you have, like, raisins, like, the carrot. It's, like, so many ingredients in that. And then with the cream cheese, so good.
Mm-hmm.
And then tiramisu, I feel like you could have that with, like, a nice cup of coffee. And it's, like, really good.
I understand. I do love cookies. I will eat... chocolate chip cookies, I will eat Oreos. I thought of this because you were saying how you would have a nice piece of tiramisu with coffee. My family, around Christmas time, we make biscotti.
Okay.
And my dad makes it homemade. It's quite the process.
Mm-hmm.
Then we make this huge batch and we have it with coffee or
so good.
Tea. Phenomenal. I love it.
Okay.
I do.
On the theme of, like, holiday desserts, drinks, whatever, do you like eggnog?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I'll have a cup on Christmas Eve.
Okay.
I wouldn't go to the store and buy eggnog.
Really?
But I'm a big fan of embracing the festivities of a holiday.
Yes.
So for me, if I'm at a Christmas dinner, Christmas Eve with my family, and there's eggnog out on the table, I'll have a glass.
For sure.
Just to really embrace myself in, you know,
The holiday spirit. I think I love eggnog.
Really?
I feel like, not like just the plain eggnog, it has to be like eggnog with like a flavor in it.
Oh.
Like vanilla eggnog or something like that.
I don't know if I've had flavored eggnog.
Yeah, it's like...
Is it all flavored?
I mean, well, you can have like the plain eggnog, but then you can also purchase, like, you know how like coffee creamers have like flavors?
Oh, yes.
So it's course. Like similar like that.
I see.
You can have like eggnog, plain eggnog, eggnog with alcohol, eggnog with vanilla flavor. So I like that, but... Obviously, it's only around Christmas time, but also there's like milk in eggnog, right?
Yeah, it's a dairy product.
It's like a dairy product.
I'm going to look it
up. Yeah, I'm not too sure because I'm not like an eggnog pro.
Eggnog ingredients. All right, eggnog ingredients.
Milk and or cream, sugar, and eggs.
That's it?
Yes. And then I guess.
I see a lot of people put cinnamon on it.
Yeah.
Or a little bit of vanilla.
Cinnamon, so good.
So now we're talking about holiday foods. How do you feel about Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving? I love Thanksgiving. So one Thanksgiving, it was maybe like 2-3 years ago, I made all the food.
Because
I took that as a challenge. I was like, you know,
That's an impressive challenge to take on.
I want to make all the food. So, like, I made the turkey. I made, like, mashed potatoes.
You made the turkey?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I marinated it.
That's really impressive.
2 days beforehand.
So, you made the turkey.
I made the turkey. What do you have Thanksgiving dinner? Like, what are your staples? Thanksgiving staples.
Of course, a turkey.
Mm-hmm.
We do mashed potatoes, and then we do a sweet potato casserole.
Okay.
We do a green bean casserole, stuffing, some sort of cornbread or cornbread casserole. Of course, cranberry sauce.
Yes.
I feel we do all the classics.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think if there's anything we do that's really out of the ordinary, but I don't think so.
Nothing really. My family, they typically do the turkey, the green bean casserole, the yams, sometimes candied, sometimes not. I think the kids like the candied yams. So.
Yeah, with the toasted marshmallows. Do you mm-hmm. have that?
Yeah, we have it, but honestly, I'm not like a sweet potato person.
I understand.
Yeah, it's just not for me. So after that, we also have the cranberry sauce, the gravy. We have a ham that we make, and then there's probably more, but I totally forget.
And do you look forward to the Thanksgiving dinner? Is it all food that you enjoy, or is it just eating it out of obligation?
I think it's eating it out of obligation. Like, the part I look forward to is eating, like, the turkey, I guess, because there's, like, the white meat and there's the dark meat of the turkey. I love the dark meat.
Really? I'm the opposite.
Really? Mm-hmm. I feel like the dark meat, it's so moist.
Yeah.
It's not as dry. Why do you like the white meat?
I don't know. I think when I was younger, that's just what I gravitated towards. Okay. And since then,
you stay and
that's
go back.
That's just what I eat. I mean, I always throw some gravy on it, mm-hmm. and then I'm good to go. Or I really like the white meat with the cranberry sauce. We make a homemade one, homemade cranberry
that
sauce.
That sounds pretty
good. It's really good. It's like cranberries and oranges and stuff. Really nice.
Okay, but after Thanksgiving, you know what I like to do? You
know,
to try? Like a Thanksgiving sandwich.
Oh, yes. A leftover sandwich.
Yes, leftover Thanksgiving sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
I'll buy, like, some, like, I guess mini baguettes. I don't even know what they're called. Like, like a nice bread. Not, like, just, like a sandwich, bologna, like, sandwich bread.
Yeah.
No. The nice bread. Cut it in the middle. Put, like, some turkey, some, like, gravy, you know.
That sounds phenomenal. The bread makes all the difference. We tend to just have whatever's in the fridge. Like
okay.
A Wonder Bread. But
okay.
I'm sure with a nice sourdough.
Yes.
Mm.
It would taste phenomenal.
Yeah. It's like, did you watch Friends?
I did watch Friends. So, I've never watched Friends before. But I got COVID, like, beginning of this year. And so during that time, I watched a lot of Friends.
So have you seen the Thanksgiving sandwich episode?
Yes.
That is what it's reminding me of.
Okay.
I mean, Ross lives and dies by that Thanksgiving. It's right? It's the Thanksgiving leftovers?
Yeah, let me search it up. Let me make sure.
And then someone in his office eats it. And he
yes.
has, like, a meltdown. Yeah.
What does he even put in it?
It's all his Thanksgiving leftovers because he's all upset because he only gets those leftovers.
Honestly,
once a year.
This looks really good.
There's three sandwich.
There's three slices of bread, but this looks like good bread. It's not like Wonder Bread. This looks good. Let me find the ingredients. Okay, this is insane. So guess how many slices of bread there is.
I want to say four.
Six.
Six.
Six slices of bread. A brioche bread.
Wow.
So it's different. One whole cup of gravy. I feel like this is like calling for a heart attack.
Where are you reading this?
This is, I don't even know if this is.
Oh, he
the
puts
suburban
an extra
box.
Slice of gravy-soaked bread.
Yes, one cup of chopped turkey breast, one cup of stuffing, half a cup of cranberry sauce, half a cup of sweet potato casserole, 3 tablespoons of mayo. Do you like mayo?
I do.
You do?
I am a fan of mayo.
Like,
I love it on a sandwich.
On a sandwich?
Mm-hmm.
I don't like mayo. The only time I'll eat mayo is in, like, tuna fish.
In a salad?
Yeah, like that. But I'm not, like, a big mayo fan. Because it's just egg, straight up, right? I think mayo is just egg. Okay, so back to the sandwich. There's 3 tablespoons of grainy mustard and then green leaf lettuce.
There's no way there's that much stuff on that.
It's
Where
huge.
Are you reading this?
It's huge. This is the suburbansoapbox.com. I don't know how reliable this is, but...
Yeah, he loves that sandwich. I mean, that's what you gotta do, because you gotta come up with creative ways to eat Thanksgiving leftovers, or else you're just eating straight up turkey and potatoes and
for like 2 weeks.
Green beans for forever if you host at your house.
Yeah.
It's too
like,
much.
Like, I feel like my mom always gets too big of a turkey.
Mm-hmm.
It's too much. At least my cousins come, usually. So, like, we split the turkey in half, like, the leftovers, so there's not as much.
It's always better to have more than less.
Yes, that's true. Like, imagine if you ran out of turkey.
Oh.
That would be terrible.
That's a sin. I'll be real with you. I'll eat a good Thanksgiving dinner, and I'll enjoy it. Like I said, you got to take part in the festivities. But my big meal is Thanksgiving breakfast.
Really? What do you eat for breakfast?
So, do you watch the Macy's Thanksgiving Day
Parade? I do.
Yes.
I do.
So, that's my family's big event.
Okay.
We will get up in the morning, and before the parade starts, we'll make either pancakes or waffles. Hash browns, bacon, sausage. We'll make coffee and basically every breakfast food you can imagine. We have a feast. My dad even makes these like caramelized apples that we put on top of the pancakes.
Ooh.
It is a great meal.
A grand time.
And we will sit down and we'll eat and we'll watch the parade.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my favorite part of Thanksgiving. I know it's not really the classic Thanksgiving meal, but it's a nice little tradition that we've got.
Okay. Okay. So recently, my cousin started to host Thanksgiving. Before, my family, we usually hosted it. So I have never had like a huge breakfast because when I would wake up, my mom would already be cooking.
Mm-hmm.
So I would just start helping her cook. And then maybe I get like a little carried away watching Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. So maybe I should try it this year, like a huge, huge breakfast because I'm not hosting.
Yeah, I mean, it's a nice little thing to do. We sit and we watch all the floats and the performers and everything like that. We also say in our family that the Christmas season starts when Santa makes his way at the end of the Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Really?
Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, yeah. He comes down at the very end on his big sleigh with the reindeer.
Mm-hmm.
And to us, that is when the Christmas season begins.
So after that point, is that when you start decorating your house?
Yeah, usually the day after, usually on Black Friday, day after Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But it's a nice little switch from the turkey, the cranberries, everything like that. I personally enjoy it.
Personally, I feel like if I was a homeowner, right, I had my own family, I think I would start decorating my house, like, beginning of November for Christmas. Ugh. Christmas is, like, 2 months.
Nonstop. I can't.
Really?
I feel like if you celebrate Christmas for too long, the magic of it goes away.
Okay.
I always say you got to appreciate Halloween, you got to appreciate Thanksgiving, and then Christmas begins.
Okay.
And I think waiting for it makes the reward even more exciting.
Okay.
And then you just go full Christmas mode for a month.
So then do you take your decorations down like right after Christmas or like do you wait until after New Year's?
We wait until after New Year's.
Okay, that's what I do.
Yeah, my family hosts New Year's Eve.
Okay.
So we like to have the tree up and all the lights and everything for New Year's
Eve. It makes everything cuter because otherwise what decorations do you have for New Year's Eve? Nothing.
Yeah, I agree. I think Ross's sandwich is an interesting addition to our sandwich chart we were talking about earlier.
Yeah,
because now it's like a triple decker sandwich. Mm-hmm. Is that still in the same category as just a regular old PB&J? Because now we're also adding in many ingredients and another piece of bread.
The bread inside is just another sandwich topping. For me, as long as the top and the bottom is the same thing, it can be either connected, it can be two pieces, but as long as it's the same thing, then it is a sandwich.
Yeah, I understand that. I just feel like it's almost criminal to put just a plain peanut butter sandwich, you know, two pieces of Wonder Bread and some peanut butter in the same category as Ross's
triple decker
sandwich with turkey and all the works on it.
Well, what other category would you put it in?
I would say if you look at the chart we were looking at earlier online, you could see that not only is it categorized by the bread or the outside of the sandwich, but it's categorized by what's in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
So ingredient purist is the classic sandwich topping. So I'd say that's a PB&J. Then you get to can contain a broader scope of savory ingredients. I would say Ross's sandwich goes under the ingredient neutral, that category, because we've got not only the turkey and the condiments, but we've got mashed potatoes. That's not a typical sandwich topping.
That is true.
Green bean casserole on a sandwich. That's not something you'd get at Subway.
Okay. So, I understand the green beans, but the mashed potatoes, they are potato. Have you ever had, like, potato chips in a sandwich?
Yes, but I would still put that under ingredient neutral.
Really?
If you look on the chart, under ingredient neutral is a chip butty, which is a sandwich with fries on it.
Okay.
It's a British sandwich that my cousins from England have.
Okay.
They call it a curry chip butty or something. And it's bread and all these stuff. And then...
And there's ketchup on it?
Chips, which is French fries.
Okay.
There could be ketchup on it.
That looks like ketchup.
The one they have in England has like a curry sauce on it, not ketchup. But because there's French fries or a kind of potato on it, that's mm-hmm. not a typical sandwich topping.
It's just not the classic, like, yeah. American sandwich.
Yeah, I okay. categorize it by what can you get at the deli? What can you go to Subway and get, you know?
Yeah.
I can go to the deli and I'll get lettuce, tomato, you know, turkey, ham, salami, whatnot, chicken, cheese, mayo. Okay. But you're not getting,
Ross's triple-decker sandwich.
Yeah, you're not getting triple-decker there. That's something that has to be crafted specifically for a purpose.
Okay. So you're saying that Ross's sandwich is in the ingredient-neutral, structure-purist
yes.
section.
That's exactly what I would consider it to be.
Okay.
Would you agree or would
I
you
think
disagree?
I would agree because it's got that structure, mm-hmm. but the ingredients are just not classic.
Yeah. You look at it, you can say, that is clearly a sandwich. That mm-hmm. is what I'm looking at. However...
Is it your classic?
No. You couldn't guess what's in that sandwich. I mean, we saw it on Friends and I knew it was a Thanksgiving sandwich. I knew kind of what would be on it, but any other time of year, you're not putting all that on a sandwich.
No.
You're
no
putting
way.
It on November 26th or 27th or whatever. Mm-hmm. You're not doing that every day of the year. You're not cooking a turkey for that and whatnot. You're not making candied yams on a sandwich.
I would never put that on my leftover sandwich. No
I mean,
way.
I would the you day would. After Thanksgiving.
That's it. I would
no
never.
No other day of year. Are you a fan of leftover sandwiches in general? Other times of year?
Okay, so my mom, if she makes like a lot of steak or whatever, like pork chops, so I will take whatever meat that is, I'll cut it up. Mm-hmm. I'll put it in like a nice bread.
Yeah.
Put that on. I'll put like a honey mustard because I'm not a mayo fan. So I don't want it to be dry. Or if I have guac, I'll put it with guac.
Ah, guacamole. Because
it tastes really good. So then I'll put some like shredded cheese on there. Mm. Maybe some greens like spinach, for example. And then I would eat that.
A little healthy twist.
Yes. Yes.
I'm a big fan of leftover sandwiches as well. I do something similar. Actually, a big one. I got it from my dad. He makes a lot of leftover sandwiches. He does it a lot with like London broil or chicken cutlets.
Okay.
But my favorite is a meatloaf sandwich. My mom.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
My mom makes a pretty good meatloaf. I toast up 2 pieces of bread, mm-hmm. throw some meatloaf on there, some cheddar cheese, some mayo, salt and pepper.
That's it.
Phenomenal.
Okay.
It is so good. And it kind of looks gross. Mm-hmm. But it brings leftover meatloaf to a whole new level.
Okay.
So you just don't want to just heat up a piece of leftover meatloaf
no,
and eat it.
No, I'm not like a meatloaf person.
I wasn't. And I know there's a stigma around meatloaf.
Yeah.
But my mom makes it really good.
Okay.
I'm also not a picky eater, though. Mm-hmm. So I'll eat anything, really.
I feel like, for me, I'll eat anything once. And like I'll try it again like every few months.
I understand.
But like... if I want to eat something, I want it to taste good to me.
Yeah. There's a difference between wanting to eat something and being willing to eat something if it's in front of you.
Yeah. True.
Like, I'm not dying for meatloaf every day of the week, but mm-hmm. if my mom's saying, you know, what do you want for dinner? I could have chicken cutlets. I could make meatloaf. I'll pick meatloaf sometimes.
Really?
I will. Not always, but mm-hmm. if it's an option, sometimes I will choose it.
Okay. Okay.
I'd never order it somewhere. I just like my mom's recipe, I think.
Okay, so that, what is it called? The Chip Buddy sandwich?
Yes.
So in the picture I'm looking at, it looks like there's ketchup. So it's like ketchup with french fries. Okay, normal.
Mm-hmm.
But what about ketchup with macaroni and cheese?
Oh, no.
Not for me.
I believe that ketchup should go on a burger, on a hot dog.
French fries.
With french fries or with chicken nuggets.
With chicken nuggets? You have ketchup with chicken nuggets?
I'd prefer a honey mustard.
Okay, me too.
But if I didn't have any honey mustard, I'd have ketchup.
Really? Okay.
Nothing. No ketchup on mac and cheese. No ketchup on eggs.
The only time I'll have ketchup on eggs is on a bacon, egg, and cheese.
No, you're ruining the bacon.
Okay, honestly, I don't even eat the bacon like that. I get like a sausage, egg, and cheese.
Oh, goodness. This is getting worse and worse.
It's not. It's not. This is what you get. So you get, I get it on a bagel.
Of course.
So you get the bagel, you get the sausage, you get the cheese, you get the egg, right? And then you have some salt, pepper, ketchup on that.
Of course.
And then top of the bagel, and that's it. That's great. So you don't have ketchup with that?
I just don't get the ketchup.
Why not?
I respect that as a Long Islander, mm-hmm. salt, pepper, ketchup is something that people put on a bacon, egg, and cheese.
Okay.
I respect it. I see you. I hear you. However, I need the bacon, I need the egg, I need the cheese. I'm a huge fan of bacon, so if that is the flavor that is mm-hmm. standing out the most, that's what I'm good with.
Okay.
I don't think we need to add any ketchup? Sort of tomato to that.
You don't like tomatoes?
I like tomato, but I don't need a tomato ketchup on my...
I feel like it's just like that salty, sweet cherry on top to the whole thing.
I understand.
Because I'm not adding like a whole glob. I'm adding like a little
flavor.
A little dollop, you know?
If I'm going to add something to make my bacon, egg, and cheese more extravagant,
mm-hmm.
here's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
And I had this recently at a place near my school, and it was so good. So bacon, egg, and cheese, hash brown, avocado, hot sauce.
That sounds pretty good.
That was a game-changing moment for me. It was phenomenal. The thing I liked about the hot sauce addition is hot sauce doesn't typically have too much flavor.
Yeah.
It's more, it just adds a bit of a kick.
Yeah, a little punch. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Yeah, that I would prefer over ketchup.
Okay. Now you said that you love bacon. I'm not a huge bacon fan, but how do you like your bacon?
Crispy.
Crispy. Easily. Crispy all the way.
Yeah, if it's like chewy.
No.
I don't like the fat.
Mm-mm.
In anything, really.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. So crispy, like how crispy?
Not to the point where when you touch it, it just like crumbles apart.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Like a good like snap.
Yeah, a good snap.
Like a good like Cheetos crunch to it.
Yeah, we don't want it burnt.
No.
By any means, but. Mm-hmm.
But it has to be crispy.
I'd rather overcook it than undercook it.
Yeah, for sure.
In my professional opinion.
Okay. Understandable. Understandable.
Another controversial
take.
Food topic.
Okay.
So have you ever tried ketchup and mayo together? Because I know you're not a fan of mayo.
I have had, not ketchup, I had sriracha and mayo together.
Whoa.
Yes.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. And then I made, I guess it was like a deconstructed sushi bowl.
Oh, nice.
So that's why I had the mayo. Because, like, I had some seaweed. I think I put salmon in it and then, like, some rice.
Some Emily Mariko kind of stuff? Yes.
I actually was planning on talking about Emily Mariko.
I'm kind of blown away that as a ketchup lover yourself, mm-hmm. you're not going to mix mayo with that, but you're going to mix it with sriracha.
Mm-hmm. I feel like if I ever mixed ketchup with mayo, I would put it on, like, a burger.
That's what I do.
That's what you do?
Ketchup and mayo on a burger.
Mm-hmm.
Or my favorite is if I've got french fries, my mm-hmm. dipping sauce of choice is ketchup and mayo mixed
okay.
together.
Okay.
Specifically at Five Guys.
Oh.
I will not go to Five Guys and get fries without the ketchup mayo combo.
Oh.
Something about it.
It's just different.
Chef's kiss. It's phenomenal.
Okay. So on my burger, I have ketchup. I don't mix mayo on it. I put chipotle sauce. It's so good. It's like a little, it has like a little like spicy tang to it.
I see.
So it's really good.
Mm-hmm.
It's, I don't know. I don't know what's like, I think I just saw it in my kitchen one day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I should try this. So I mixed it.
Yeah.
And then I had it on my burger. And it was just different. It was a good different.
Yeah, that sounds good. I will say, actually, now that I'm thinking more about this, I was at first a little shocked by your sriracha and mayo combo. Mm-hmm. However, I do that also.
You also do that.
I wasn't. You know what I was thinking?
What?
I was thinking you had a bowl of, like, rice and all the salmon and stuff, and you poured mayo on it, and you poured sriracha on it.
No. You got to mix it together.
I've had it mixed.
Yes.
My family, we make honey sriracha mayo.
Okay.
I recommend adding a little bit of honey in there.
All right.
It is so good. I've put it on a burger.
Mm-hmm.
We did a poke bowl recently.
Okay.
Threw it on there.
There you go.
I don't know where my head was at with when you were talking about it, but...
What are you talking about?
No, I agree.
But, okay.
It is really good.
I feel like... People need to try it more.
And you got that from Emily Mariko?
No. I just tried it. I was like, I want hot sauce, but I don't want like all hot sauce, you know?
It becomes a lot.
Yes.
It's more liquidy.
Mm-hmm. You need to like tone it down a little bit. And that's where the mayo came in. But so speaking about Emily Mariko, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's like so many food trends on TikTok because I'm a foodie. So I just like swipe and I just see so many food things.
I do also.
I save it. I'm like, I got to cook this. I got to make this. Got to do this all later. But have you ever tried like the easy tortilla wrap? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Making it into a wrap?
So, you have a tortilla, right?
A big one or, like, a small one?
It can be any size.
Okay.
But, so, it's usually, like, a pretty, like, standard, like, kind of, like, a medium-sized tortilla. And then you kind of, like, separate it into fourths.
Oh.
And then you put, like, one topping on one fourth and another, and then you wrap it into one. And it's, it's, like, the size of, like, a quesadilla. Wrap, you know?
I actually did adopt that. I make it for breakfast.
Oh, okay.
So I take the four things. Mm-hmm. So first, I scramble some eggs.
Okay.
I mix in, if I have a little bacon, I'll mix it in.
Okay.
And I'll mix in some spinach with just a little bit of, you know, oil, a little bit of garlic. Scramble that all up. That goes in one corner.
Okay.
One corner, we've got avocado slices.
Okay.
One corner, we've got pico de gallo.
Yes.
Or salsa.
Yes.
And then one corner, we've got cheese.
Okay.
You fold it all up so it's a triangle.
Mm-hmm.
You toast it on either side. You got to make sure the egg and the cheese are on the outside.
Yes.
You don't want to toast the salsa or the avocado.
No.
And then I pour some of my honey sriracha mayo
on
it.
Okay. Okay.
Oh my goodness. It is so good.
I should try that.
I highly recommend.
Maybe I'll try tomorrow.
And it doesn't take too long.
No, it's like pretty quick.
Yeah, it's more intricate than just scrambling eggs.
Mm-hmm.
But you can make it in 10 minutes.
Yeah, I would rather have that than like scrambled eggs, though.
Yeah, and if you got to eat something quick on the go even, you just pick it up, take it with you.
Put
wrap
like,
it in a little
tinfoil. Mm-hmm. Just like ready to go.
Yeah.
I haven't tried this, though. But
is
you
this
know,
another TikTok trend?
Yes, another TikTok food trend that I saw a lot of people trying. Gigi Hadid's spicy vodka pasta.
I don't know. I haven't tried it.
It looked really good.
It did look really good. I saw a few TikTok chefs, though, that were saying it wasn't... Gigi Hadid didn't come up with the recipe. This is a rumor.
Don't quote it.
I saw some other TikTok chefs saying she didn't create it.
Okay.
So to me, then I was like, well,
then it's
I'm not a
Gigi
big
Hadid.
Gigi Hadid fan anyway.
Me either.
So if I'm gonna make homemade vodka sauce,
mm-hmm.
I'm just gonna look up like a really good recipe online,
like 1,000 of like 5-star reviews on
I'm gonna go to the Food Network.
Yes.
I'm gonna go to
Bobby Flay. Yes.
I'm gonna ask Guy Fieri for his thoughts.
Okay.
I respect that Gigi Hadid's cooking and she's making this vodka sauce, and mm-hmm. I'm sure it's great, but if I'm gonna follow someone's recipe,
it's gonna be a chef. I understand that.
I feel, and I understand that people are trying the Gigi Hadid one. You haven't tried it?
I haven't tried it. It looked really good,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know. Maybe I should try it and then try like maybe like one of Bobby Flay's pasta recipes.
Ooh,
comparison. Yes.
I am a sucker for penne alla vodka.
Really?
I love it.
I don't know what it is about it, but I'm not the biggest fan of vodka sauce.
Really? What's your go-to pasta sauce then?
So, well, you have like the marinara, then you have like vodka, and then you have like Alfredo.
Mm-hmm.
So I love me like a good pasta, like penne, but with Alfredo, and then maybe some broccoli, some chicken, chicken Alfredo.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
Really good.
I love that. So that's like my number one sauce. Then I'll do like a nice marinara with like a tang to it.
Mm.
Like maybe like a garlic buttery marinara. That sounds really good. Maybe with some like pepper flakes in it.
Oh, I love a good red pepper flake.
And then my last one would be vodka sauce.
Okay. I understand. I'm not a big marinara person.
Really?
I'll be honest. My least favorite mm-hmm. out of all the pastas is spaghetti with meatballs and marinara.
Okay.
I feel like we can do so much better than that. I think that spaghetti is so hard to eat.
Really?
I'm a messy eater.
Okay.
I don't need to be
dripping
these
everywhere.
Giant noodles.
Okay.
It's messy, and I think that marinara is so basic.
Mm-hmm.
I don't love meatballs.
Okay.
I don't know. It's one of those things. Like meatloaf, we were mm-hmm. saying. If it's put in front of me, yes, I'm going to eat it. But would I ever...
like go out of your way?
Go out of my way to have spaghetti and meatballs? Definitely not.
Okay.
No, no, no.
I don't have it with meatballs that much. I have it sometimes spaghetti, sometimes like a penne or something like that. But with the marinara sauce and then spicy sausage.
Ooh, yeah.
It's a game changer.
Yeah, I'd eat that.
Yeah.
I would.
So it's just the meatballs, they just don't do it for me.
Yeah.
It feels like because the outside's dry, so then you have to drench it in the sauce. So, but if you have it with the sausage and then you have like a nice like garlic bread on the side, so good.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
I, as I mentioned earlier, spent quite a bit of time in Italy recently.
Yes.
3 months. And I mean, that is pasta central.
Of course.
There was no spaghetti and meatballs to be found anywhere. That is fake Italian.
It's American Italian.
Yeah, it's American, as is Alfredo.
Mm-hmm.
I still love Alfredo. However, the best thing that I ate the entire time I was there, and this was also on TikTok recently, you might have seen it,
mm-hmm.
giant wheel of cheese.
Okay.
It's like a Parmesan or something like that. Mm-hmm. They get the giant wheels. Have you seen a big
Yes,
wheel?
And then don't they like kind of like have like a torch or whatever?
Mm-hmm. So what they do is they pour some oil on it.
Mm-hmm.
They set the oil on fire. So that it's burning and it's melting the cheese in the wheel.
Okay.
Then what they're doing while this is happening is they're cooking the pasta.
Okay, so it's like all mm-hmm. fresh. It's all...
yeah, homemade pasta. They're making the pasta in front of you. They're rolling out the dough.
So
they cut
good.
It up. They cook the pasta. Then, once the cheese is all melted and on fire and whatnot, pour in the pasta. Then they take truffle oil, not just regular olive oil, but there's truffles in there. They pour it on. God. They're mixing the pasta in the cheese wheel. The cheese is melting. It's making this delicious, beautiful sauce. Then they plate it. They twirl it all up. They put it on a plate. And then they shave some fresh white truffle on top. It was probably the most expensive pasta I had the whole time I was
there. The truffle's mad expensive.
But it was one of the best things I've eaten in my entire life. And I'm not exaggerating when I say that. If you haven't seen it, look up a video online because it's a fascinating thing that they do. Look it up on TikTok, on YouTube. I'm sure you'll
There's probably like thousands of videos.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. I can't even get over how good it was. I would recommend it to anyone going to Italy or an authentic...
I am going to Italy, but I'm going there for my old boss's wedding. So there's like an itinerary, but there's not a lot of things to do during the day there. Gotcha. So we're going to go exploring. So maybe I'll try it.
Do you know where the wedding is?
The wedding is in Camogli, so right by the water.
Is this a destination wedding for
them? It is. There, if anybody was to have a wedding in Italy, like, it would be them. They love Italy.
Camogli, Italy. Let me see where that is. Oh, okay. I know where this is, right by Portofino. Okay. You are actually in a very nice area. There's so much to explore there.
Yeah.
So much good food.
I will be eating every day.
You know what I recommend you watch?
What?
Have you seen Stanley Tucci, Searching for Italy?
No.
This is a plug for a show that I love.
Okay.
So, Stanley Tucci, have you heard of him?
No. I'm searching.
If you've seen The Hunger Games, you'll actually know him. He was one of the Capital District guys.
Oh,
but he's an
him.
Actor. Yes.
Oh, my God. Okay. I don't... Yeah. How
he's
can I forget?
An actor. He does a million things, but he is Italian.
Okay.
He, in each episode of this show, it's on CNN, he goes to a different area of Italy. And he explores and he meets locals and they teach him about the food and the culture there.
Okay.
And he just basically tries all the different foods. It's a show that makes your mouth water basically for an hour straight. But I would recommend looking up the region that you're going to be in.
Okay.
And then watch that episode because he talks about all, you know, the traditional foods from that region. And you could learn about maybe some good foods that you're going to try there.
When I come back, I'll tell you all about it.
I cannot wait.
It's a mouth-watering podcast. Like.
Yes, I will be living vicariously through you. Since I've gotten back to America, I spend every meal just thinking about the Italian food I was eating and wishing I was there.
Well, have you seen how a lot of people have like been to like either like France or Italy, and they come back and they say like the food there because it's not processed like our food is. So like, you have like a lot of people who have like celiac disease and stuff like that.
Yeah,
the food is so much better for them over there, and I'm like, wow.
That was the thing that I think I loved so much about it is, first of all, I went there for 3 months and I was basically eating pasta the whole time. So you would think, you know, I'm going to be so unhealthy. I'm going to probably gain weight, whatever.
Yeah.
But one thing is you're walking everywhere. Because I lived in the middle of Florence. So I'm walking to dinner. I'm walking from dinner. So I'm getting in tons of exercise. And the food is so fresh. Like you said, it's not processed.
Yeah.
The tomatoes you're eating were grown on a farm just outside of Florence.
Yeah.
The pasta you're eating was homemade in the kitchen right before you ate it. Everything is so fresh, and the portion sizes are smaller.
Yeah, it's not like...
Yeah, in America, the portion sizes are ridiculous. So you're eating smaller portions. I was never leaving dinner hungry. I was just satisfied.
Yeah.
You know, in America, you go out to dinner and you feel like you're going to explode after every meal.
Yes, so you gotta...
You never
gotta,
feel that.
Take home boxes, all those.
You eat the perfect amount. It's all good food, so you never feel heavy or sick.
Bloated.
And then you just walk home. So you're walking off all the food you ate.
Okay.
I constantly felt so good.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got... So I left Italy at the end of my study abroad period. I flew to the UK, went to England, Ireland, Scotland, where...
Okay.
I mean, that food is just completely different.
Yeah.
And then I flew to America, where, again, food is very different.
Mm-hmm.
My stomach had to really transition to being back in the United States. And... being in the UK also, because...
Well, yeah. Well, you were there for, like, total, so, like, Italy was, like, 3 months?
Yeah, it was 11 weeks.
Okay.
So, I mean, my diet completely changed.
Yes, complete 180.
Yeah. I'm trying to bring some of the food I ate there back home. I bought a pasta maker, so I've been making pasta. But it's kind of a process.
Yeah.
What I have to do is make a big batch and then freeze it.
Okay.
Because you could freeze fresh pasta. Yeah.
Okay.
So what you do is you make the dough. You let it sit for about a half hour. then you cut it into the sizes you want, and then you freeze it like that.
Okay.
And then when you take it out, you just dump it right into the boiling water, and it's good as new.
I should do that. You know, I wish, like, I could go live, like, in the middle of nowhere, like, on a farm, mm-hmm. and just, like, grow everything myself. I feel like that would be the life.
Yeah.
My stomach would be so good.
For sure.
Eating fresh food. Mm-hmm. Ugh.
That is a life.
And also saving money.
Yes.
And the satisfaction of just being like, yeah, I grew this. And now I'm eating it. The life they live there. I'm so jealous.
Me too. Me too.
And now I'm going to go eat my salad for lunch.
Oh, I did not bring lunch today.
Ugh, what are you going to eat?
I don't know. Maybe I'll go have like a tropical smoothie.
Maybe some pickles and peanut butter.
Not today. No? I'll try it, but not today. Maybe I would have to try it like outside of work. This way, like if my stomach, I don't know, something happens.
I know. I need to start holding myself accountable. I need to make that guacamole. I need to eat the pickles and peanut butter, although I really do not want to.
The soy sauce and ice cream.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, I can't even think about all this at once.
Mm.
Oh, another one that I heard about on another podcast I listened to, Brooke and Connor make a podcast. They were talking about pickles rolled in ranch dipped in hot Cheetos.
Okay.
Those are all things that I don't eat. I'll eat a hot Cheeto, but I don't like ranch and I don't like pickles.
I'm not like a ranch person. You know when you order like a plate of wings and they have like that side of like ranch or like blue cheese, like all that? It's not for me.
I go for neither, yeah.
Yeah, let me just take the wing, whatever seasoning's on the wing.
Yeah.
I'll appreciate that.
Deal with
doesn't
it,
doesn't need more.
Yeah, but they said it was phenomenal, so.
Maybe we should try it.
Oh, goodness. I'll try to hold myself accountable and try all of these things. No more empty promises for me.
No more.
I will really try my hardest. And if I come here next week and we record week 3 and I still haven't tried any of those things and I still have avocados rotting in my kitchen because I didn't make that guacamole, just kick me out.
Okay.
Amazing.
It'll just be one intern at that point.
Yeah, so that would be...
What kind of show?
It would just be you talking. Well, I think it's time to wrap it up, and it's time for me to go eat my garden-tossed salad.
Yes.
After all this food talk, I'm so hungry, and I'm going to be ridiculously disappointed with my lunch, so maybe we should have recorded this after lunch.
That is true.
But.
Okay. Well, we'll see everybody next week for week 3.
We'll try to think of another fun topic. Yeah, and we'll see you next week.
Okay. Bye, everybody.
Bye.